Brethren, Paradise Valley Sanitarium, National City, California, May 6, 1907. Dear brethren, I am now visiting the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. Since last Wednesday, I have spoken twice to the workers in this institution and to the church in San Diego on Sabbath morning and Sunday afternoon. The Lord is giving me strength for my labors in Southern California. I am trusting Him for strength to speak to our people in several places. Wherever I go, I try to emphasize the fact that our success in missionary effort will depend on the character we manifest. The truth of the Word of God received into the heart and carried out in earnest action in the life will bring sure results. If, on the other hand, we yield to worldly influences, there will be a decline of Christian zeal and devotion, and a corresponding failure to win souls to the truth. The church is to increase in activity and enlarge her borders. Our missionary efforts are to be expansive. There must be action and reaction. The work of educating the youth must be maintained and increased. They are to be taught to reach higher and still higher, pressing toward the standard of a perfect Christian education. While there have been fierce contentions in the effort to maintain our distinctive character as Seventh-day Adventists, yet as Bible Christians, we have ever been on gaining ground. Remembering that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, we are to labor earnestly, ever praying that the saving grace of God may instruct us at every step. We must seek to ascertain the will of the Lord, and then walk in harmony with it. It is our privilege to follow on to know the Lord, whom to know aright is life eternal. Those who desire to be refreshed in mind and instructed in the truth should study the history of the early church during and immediately following the day of Pentecost. They need to study carefully the experience of Paul and the other apostles, for God's people in these days must pass through similar experiences. As the world becomes more imbued with the spirit of the enemy, there will be more vehement opposition of the Word. Some will be imprisoned because they refuse to desecrate the Sabbath of the Lord. Those who would hold the beginning of their confidence firm unto the end must bear a living testimony to the world. Their words are to have a convincing power upon minds, and many through them will be turned to the Lord. Never have I felt more deeply than now the necessity of keeping the way of the Lord and of doing His will at all times. Now is the time to do thorough work for eternity. We must be humble and trustful. We must make use of every talent that God gives us. We have been blessed with great and precious light from the Word of God, and we should study how to make the best use of this light. Individually, we are on test and trial. God is watching to see how we will use His great blessings. What can we say to arouse our people to use their entrusted talents to the honor and glory of God? The world's greatest need is consecrated effort for the conversion of souls. Thousands upon thousands are perishing without a knowledge of the truth. My soul is sometimes stirred to its very depths as I see the terrible picture. I would urge our people to seek to bring every thought into subjection to Christ, that all their powers may be employed in the work of saving souls. There should be no sleeping now. It is time for us to awake and to watch for souls as they that must give account. Will our churches now arise and awake to the situation? The representatives of Christ are to carry a burden for souls. Every nation and kindred and tongue and people is to hear the last message of mercy to the world. When our church members have a better understanding of Bible truth, they will arouse from their drowsy slumber and will be ready to devote their money to the cause of God and to give themselves in earnest labor under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. God's people are His agents, appointed to proclaim the truth in all parts of the world. Christ has taught us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Matthew 6, verse 10. This opens before us the height to which we are to attain by steady progress and continual advancement. As members of the Church of Christ, we are to do His will on earth. If all would do unto others as they would have others do unto them, we would see indications of a converted world. Upon this principle, the Christian is to build. We are to ascend a ladder whose top reaches to heaven. Every church member is to engage in active service for the Master. "Why stand ye here all the day idle?" he asks. "Go work today in my vineyard. Work while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work." Matthew 20, verse 6, 21, 28, John 9, verse 4. "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord." Can we comprehend this? In Christ's stead, we are to beseech men to become reconciled to God. Heavenly agencies stand ready to cooperate with those who engage in the work of the Lord. The Holy Spirit is waiting to unite in sympathy with every true believer and to make him a laborer together with God. Then let no means be neglected that will advance the work to be done. There must be no self-exaltation and far more of prayer. Behold Christ, our pattern, how he travailed in soul for the salvation of men. Make him your all in all, and he will give dignity to your work. His mind will guide you, and you will be sanctified by the truth. Acknowledge him as your Redeemer, and you will become one with him, even as he is one with the Father. This is our period of stewardship, when we are to trade with our Lord's goods. Our means, our speech, our influence, all our talents to be used in the Master's service, and to be multiplied by wise investment. We must increase our capabilities for service. If God has entrusted us with 3 talents, he will not accept 2 in return. If we have but 1 talent, but with it gain yet another, we have a place in Christ's service, and will finally hear the blessed words of approval from the lips of the Savior. It is a terrible mistake for a professed Christian to devote his time and means and energies to the service of self. We are to deny self that we may follow Christ. Many souls have not refrained from accepting martyrdom for the sake of Christ, for such is the blessed promise: "He that loseth his life for my sake shall find it unto life eternal."